So, what's the time? The time is now 10:30 on a Friday evening. So, we are back again, you know, back with the crappy audio, back with the monotonic vibes. This episode's just gonna be, it's literally gonna be simple, straightforward. And the title of the episode is actually just gonna be Just Do It, you know, shout out to Nike. Just Do It is probably the own, literally all the successful books in terms of like books, self-help, you know, success, entrepreneurship. Literally, I would write a book and every page would just be 100 pages of just do it. And literally, because there's no explanation to do to come with Just Do It, like, it doesn't need that much explaining, but I'm gonna explain what I mean. So just like when it comes to like being successful or doing something you want to do with your life, or just essentially getting out of the same routine, is just essentially taking the plunge and doing it, because at the end of the day you have to be able to take that fear, literally take the fear of losing or not being successful, and just use it to propel yourself. You know, like that dude said in, you know, The Dark Knight, that, you know, it's not being afraid, it's using that fear to propel you even further, you know, use it as a platform. Because you're not gonna by doing the same things day in and day out, you're not gonna get anywhere fast. You're not gonna get anywhere. You know, you have to sacrifice and deprive yourself from certain things, and just doing it day in and day out. You know, do your 10,000 hours, do your, you know, 10 years, do whatever you need to do to get where you want to be. And especially when it comes to just, you know, people you associate with, if the people you associate with aren't focused on a goal, and, you know, they're not working on that goal day in and day out, you know, 20 hours a day, you know, then it's hard to say, but you need to just focus on yourself a bit. Not say drop them out, you can still be friends, but the people that you really want to associate with, that you want to be talking to on a regular basis, are the ones that are doing those things. You know, you have to, like, try different avenues. If you don't know where to meet these people, Google it. Like, you know, there's Google will tell you where to meet anybody. You know, if you want to meet rich people, Google will tell you, you know. So literally just Google it. If you want to be, you know, anthropologist or something, you know, the best place to meet them is a pub near a university, you know. Like, there's literally so many ways to just do what you want to do and do what you love. That's the only way you're going to make the change, and just do it. And especially when it comes to, like, property, stocks, investing, whatever it is you want to do, whatever additional income you want to do, just do it. Like, you know, like, there's no book to life. There's no way you can read a book and, like, you know, or like college to life. Life is the best teacher in the world. Like, life will teach you everything you need to know. Like, the school of hard knocks, you know, like that's the best school there is. You learn, like, but it all depends on the type of person you are. You know, you can research till you're blue in the face, but unless you take action, then you're just gonna have a whole load of knowledge, but no way to apply it. So, yeah, personally, like, I'm the type of person that, you know, I'll jump off the cliff, even if I don't know exactly how to fly, but, you know, as long as I've got a rough idea of it, I learn to fly on the way down. And, you know, if I hit my face, I land on my face, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm gonna cry about it for a day, and then I'll get up back on the cliff. I know what I did wrong, so now I'm gonna adjust. I'm just gonna tweak it and try again, because, you know, as I forgot the guy that did the light bulb. The guy that did light bulb. You know, when he did light bulb, you know, he said, I think he's doing an interview, and they asked him how many, like, oh, you failed 100 times. He said, I didn't fail 100 times. I found, you know, 100 ways and how not to make a light bulb. So there's always a lesson in everything, and every little bad thing that happens in your life, a lesson is in there somewhere. You just need to find it, you know. And, you know, unless it's got something to do with somebody doing some evil things to you, but it's a whole deeper conversation. But yeah, that this is like, you know, a lot of the things you come across, a lot of the motivational content you will come across, literally all saying the same message. Just do it. Just literally lean into it, you know. Take the leap, take the risk, and then just see what happens. You know, there's no guarantee it's gonna work. You know, there's never a guarantee anything will work, but you have to just try, and, you know, be prepared to fail. And if you fail, just get up and try again. Just do that 100 times until you figured out exactly how to do it properly, and then, you know, once you'll find on your way that the things you do will tend to just piece together, and all the bad things that happened, the lessons from that will go into the one good way you did it. And that's probably the only way to do it. You know, there's no easy way, because the people that don't put in the 10,000 hours, they tend to squander when they do, if they get like a lucky break, because that's what success is really, isn't it? It's, you know, a percentage of it is luck. As much as they say it's not, it is. A percentage of it is luck. So you have to be lucky sometimes as well. But yeah, that's essentially the message for today. Just do it. You know, just literally say, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. And that just applies to whatever, you know, whether it's, you know, scratching something on your bucket list, going on holiday, whatever. Just do it. Just get off your ass and do it. And that's along with that routine of just doing it, turning that into your routine, just doing whatever it is you need to do. Because, you know, building a routine around doing it, what it is you're trying to do to make the change, is probably the best way to do it consistently. Because if you just do it, but you don't turn it into a routine, then you often find yourself falling away and missing days and all sorts. You know, turn it into a job. That's a way, literally a way to do things. Because not turning things into a job, you're just, your progress will be slow, if anything. Slow is an understatement. But yeah, just do it every day. Just figure it out. You know, use what you have. You know, use the tools you have. As you know, a bad workman blames his tools. So use the tools you have and just make a go of it. And see how you do. You know, keep a progress. Keep an eye on your own progress, on how you feel you're doing. You know, get somebody who'll hold you accountable, who'll call you on your bullshit, who'll get you out of bed in the morning, and essentially get them to help you along the way, because everyone needs a little help every now and then, you know. But yeah, that's the overall message. In other news, investing and building more than one source of income is also another way to change your reality. Essentially, when I say building more than one source of income, that when I say that, I'm meaning, you know, what you have that you feel passionate about. Think about every chain of whatever industry it's in. Think about every chain. So from where it starts to where it ends with you. Think about every chain and essentially every part in that chain. and how you can make money off of every part in that chain. And if you do that, I guarantee at least two incomes will come from it. At least two. Because if you think about essentially the chain of how it's done, then there's always somewhere to make money. There's always a little gap where you can fit in and you can be, you know, a supply to a demand somewhere. So that's probably a little note for the rest of the weekend. Just try and figure out how to gain more than one source of income and just do it. That's the word for they just do it. Words. This episode's all over the place. I can't even lie. I'm just tired. But we move. We just doing it. I'm just doing it. You know, life is just doing it, you know. January the 1st soon come. Fresh start for everybody. 2020 was horrible, you know. So we're going to get a fresh start and just crack on from there. And just be happy, be positive. And just, you know, continue as we go.